This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is starting warm and sunny across major cities in Israel, with blue skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A perfect morning to be outside before temperatures rise further. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack and hostage situation in Gaza has been killed by an Israeli airstrike, the IDF reports. This comes from Ynet's earlier reporting. Also, Avigdor Lieberman reveals he has crafted a solution regarding the prime minister position that promises widespread agreement, according to a conversation with Mariv just 47 minutes ago. Also this hour, the UK condemns Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments about Britain being an Islamic republic. This issue has been formally raised with Jerusalem, reports the Times of Israel from earlier today. Separately, U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee describes settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Qusra as terrorists. This report comes from The Forward earlier today. And finally, a venue in Florida has canceled a rally featuring Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, labeling it anti-Jewish, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew less than an hour ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avi Kanner, a known commentator, expressed pride in Israel for sending aid to Colombia following the earthquake, posting just minutes ago. A.G. Hamilton, a public commentator, highlighted the frequent attacks on Jews in NYC, questioning the effectiveness of current responses, writing on X just now. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 reports that anti-Semitism in British schools has reached unprecedented levels, with Jewish students facing increased harassment, in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli airstrike in Gaza, the IDF confirms the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, who was wounded in a July 30th strike. Mushtaha was linked to the October 7th attack and hostage events. This development could impact ongoing tensions in the region, as reported by Ynet. Turning to political news, Avigdor Lieberman has announced a proposed solution for resolving the prime minister debate. His plan promises to achieve consensus across different political factions. This announcement comes from a conversation with Mariv and may shift the political landscape in Israel. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports the UK government has condemned recent remarks by Prime Minister Netanyahu. The British government found his comments about Britain being an Islamic republic unacceptable, raising diplomatic tensions. Such incidents can strain relations between Israel and its international allies. Separately, The Forward highlighted U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee's description of settler actions in Qusra as terrorist activities. This statement comes amid ongoing conflicts in the region and may influence U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that a Florida venue canceled an event featuring Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, citing anti-Jewish sentiment. This decision reflects ongoing tensions around Middle East politics in the U.S. and could affect public discourse. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that 3.4 million shekels returned by police after a closed criminal investigation are still refused by Bank Hapoalim due to concerns about its source. This situation raises questions about banking policies and financial transparency. Separately, Katech covers Covenant's live fire test of its long-range missile in Morocco. This American defense startup with Israeli ties showcases military advancements impacting regional security dynamics. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Pazgas workers threaten to halt services and payments starting tomorrow due to financial struggles. This move highlights the challenges businesses face amid ongoing conflicts and economic pressures. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.